And so he said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So that eliminates all the other religion and other ways that people try to tell us that you can get to God. All the other ways that people have. Howdy Christian. Some believe in Mary. Mary didn't die for you. Jesus alone is the only one. If you want real life, Jesus said it in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. Might turn there and read it, and I'll come right back. Jesus said it. Are you with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. The 14th chapter and the 6th verse. Y'all want to read it with me?
Yes.
Jesus said unto him. Who said it?
Jesus.
If these words came out of the mouth of Jesus. And it's written in red so we can know it came directly from him. And he said, what did he say? Y'all ain't talking loud enough, men here. I am what? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Some men get to God. Oh, you mean not no man, no woman, no boy, no girl, no individual, no man what? Coming to the Father. But by me. Jesus said, I'm the way. I came to save. I'm the only Savior. I came to seek and to save that which was lost. Well, if he saved me, that means I am under his protected shield. I found the hiding place. That's why I love Psalm 91. It tells me God's protection.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm not alone. I'm not isolated. I'm not out there by myself.
All right.
Any disease, any sin, any destructive work, and it's going on in the land. And people are being so confused, especially Christians, have God going around through the land with storms and tornadoes and tsunamis and all these hurricanes and things, tearing up this property, tearing up buildings, destroying lives. God's in control. Come on, you. Come on now. Stop being a phony. How can you associate that with good? God judgment. That ain't God judgment. God judgment come, you gonna know it's his judgment. You ain't gonna be questioned. Did Solomon and Gomaya question God's judgment? Fried until a frizzle. Whatever that is, I have to check it out and see what it is. Other word, he burnt that city. And I don't think nobody dwelled there yet. We went to Israel. And Jesus pronounced a curse on that city, Capernaum. I was there. Ain't nothing there. There. Jesus told that fig tree, nobody eat fruit from you. You're wasting space in the ground. Because see, you in the ground, you ought to be producing. You just holding ground, and he curses you. Get yourself out of here. You occupying space, you ain't producing anything. And when Jesus tell that thing, and he tell that thing in your life, you hanging on to that person, pulling them down, get off them now.
Amen.
That stuff coming off of you. You know, we're going to rise like torpedoes and rockets. And we're going to be a blaze of fire across this earth with the gospel of good news to a dying world. Nobody gonna slow us down or hold us back. Everywhere we go, we're gonna create revivals and moves and waves of God Almighty. Hallelujah. Do y'all hear me? Thank you, Father. So, verse 17? He that believeth on me, he that believeth on him is not condemned. See, I know I'm not condemned. Glory to God. How you know you're not? I believe on him. He is Lord. He is master. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth what? Not is condemned already. And that's what we got to get him out of that condemnation. Let him know Jesus has already come, already died, already been raised from the dead. He's waiting on you to come and receive what he's already done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And see, a person that's not condemned, a person that's walking in the light, you can help somebody else that's in the dark. But if you're in the dark with them, then you both just fumbling around in the dark. Don't know what's going on. But I'm in the light. You in the light. And you can lead others to the light. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I told the story several times about Lee. You can imagine how many years being that was 1967. And that's so long as some of you been born. Mm-hmm. Y'all wouldn't even thought about it in 67. But anyway, Lee, every morning we had to get up in basic training. You had to get up and run a couple of miles, and I don't know what Brother Willie, he trying to get me to run a half marathon, which I told him, if I could run a mile, you done good, brother. And Lee was one of the ones, he would just always fall out. This particular morning, our platoon sergeant said, if Lee fall down, y'all just kick him, step on him, and do whatever. They're trying to break him from, he just would quit. And I didn't want it. I'm trying to show compassion. And so I got with Lee. I said, Lee, I'm going to hold your hand. All you got to do is just run. I'll pull you. And we made a few laps, a couple laps around the track. We had to run several laps to get the mile. Lee just laid back. Yeah. I said, I'm trying to help you. And he just laid back. You know how you pull against somebody? I'm trying to pull him. I said, no. I said, you're not going to help me get kicked and stepped on. And so I just let him go. After a while, I heard him holler. They did exactly what the sergeant told them to do. So if you one of those that don't want to go anywhere, the devil's going to eat your lunch.
Amen.
But we're here to pull you on, help you, spur you on, encourage you. Hallelujah. Because he did not come to condemn you. He came to give you life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are not condemned. Now we not need to tell the others. Because see, they don't know that God is so merciful. That's what we're talking about, his compassion. His compassion. Right now, all the stuff is going on. I don't care what you've done. If you turn to the Lord today, right now, this moment, if you're in this building and you have never given your heart to Jesus, if you turn to say, Jesus, save me. I believe you. I will confess you. I'll confess you with my mouth because I believe in my heart. You know what will happen? He'll save you.